Morning Watch. Crucial Aspects of Matthew 5 through 7. Week 2. The blessedness of those who mourn, of those who are meek, and of those who are the peacemakers, called the sons of God. Wednesday. Related verses. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than anyone else who was on the surface of the earth. Hebrews 2:5-8. For it was not to angels that he subjected the coming inhabited earth, concerning which we speak. But one has solemnly testified somewhere, saying, What is man that you bring him to mind? Or the Son of Man that you care for him? You have made him a little inferior to the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have set him over the works of your hands. You have subjected all things under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing unsubject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. Luke 19:17-26. And he said to him, Well done, good slave, because you have become faithful in the least, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Your mina master has made 5 minas. And he said to this one as well, And you, be over 5 cities. 26. I tell you that to everyone who has, more shall be given. But from him who does not have, even that which he has shall be taken away. Related reading. In Matthew 5:5, the earth refers to the coming subdued world. Today the earth is a worldly kingdom under the rule of Satan. But the day is coming when the Lord, the King, will regain this world. Revelation 11:15 says, quote, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. End quote. In Matthew 5, those who are poor in spirit in verse 3 and who mourn in verse 4 are now the meek in verse 5. To be meek does not mean simply to be gentle, humble, and submissive. To be meek means not to fight or to resist. If we are meek, willing to suffer the world's opposition in this age, we will inherit the earth in the coming age, as revealed in Hebrews 2:5-8 and Luke 19:17-19. Today, those who fight are those who gain the land. If you do not fight, you will not receive any territory. This is the reason there are so many wars. Nations wage war with one another to gain more territory for themselves. The human way is to obtain the land by fighting for it. But the way of the kingdom of the heavens is to gain it by being meek. There is no need to fight, but there is the need to be meek. The way to take the earth is not by slogans, shouting, or fighting. The way is through meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. If you would inherit the earth, you must be meek. When the Lord Jesus comes back, he will regain the earth. However, when he was arrested, tried, and crucified at Golgotha, he was meek. As he was nailed to the cross, he did not resist. In every way, he was meek, meek to the very end. Eventually, the earth will be gained not by the fighting ones, but by the meek ones. Several weeks ago, an opposer told one of our brothers, quote, We are going to stop you. End quote. Time will tell who will be stopped. The fighting ones will be stopped, But the meek ones will not be stopped. Rather, they will inherit the earth. Satan is always fighting, but the Lord Jesus never fights. Instead, he is meek. In this, we see that the economy of God is opposite to the economy of man. If you want to gain the earth, you should be meek. If you have not received any territory, this may indicate that you are not yet meek enough. Young people, you must be meek on the campuses. I realize this is a heavenly language, but the Lord Jesus did not say, "Blessed are those who fight, for they shall gain the earth. The fighters shall take the earth." Do not say, "Let's take the earth by fighting for it." No, you must say instead, "Let's take the earth by being meek." You may think that meekness is related to material things. However, if you consider the matter carefully, you will see that meekness is not related to outward material things. Rather, it is related to something inward, to what we are in our very being. The New Testament tells us that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the devil, against the enemy of God. We must fight against the devil, God's enemy, day and night. However, we are not to fight against people, not even against those who oppose us. Toward all men, including the adversaries and opposers, we must be meek. Although we fight Satan and the principalities in the air, we do not fight people. Instead, we love them all. Young people, do not go to the campuses to fight with the students. Do not go to the campuses to fight. Go there to be meek. We need to be so meek that even if a persecutor hits us on the right cheek, we would turn to him the left cheek. To be meek means not to resist or fight back. However, as we turn our left cheek to the persecutor, we should pray, "Lord, bind the powers of darkness." While we are being meek toward other people, we must fight against the powers of darkness. The enemy is not the people. It is Satan and his angels, the evil powers in the air.